Okay, so tonight's the last Thursday night before Pesach. Next week at this time we'll probably be involved in Bedikas Chametz. So there'll be no Shia next week. Well, finishing up maybe. I mean, don't start till after 8, right? So we'll see. But the summer there won't be a Shia next Thursday night. So I think there'll be extra runs to Pathmark and things like that that people might have to do. Also, Thursday night Chalamoid, we'll see. Figure out, I don't know who's around, we'll see, and I'm around, but we'll talk about the Chalmoid. Okay, so Sunday night and Monday night, and by Sunday night, I think, I become your agent, and I'll say bye, yeah. And, alright, and here I just prepared a few little information about Earth Day, such as Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Anyway, what I want to speak about tonight is something relating to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I apologize, I don't have a sheet, so I have to take my word for it. I don't know what became of them. But I think it's in my house in the pile of various other things that I'm trying to work on at once, so I apologize. Everyone knows that seems to be one of the basic mitzvahs that we observe at the Seder. We tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Igalus Alamincha. That's what the whole Haggadah is about. So the Rosh was asked an interesting question in Kol Chav Dalet Siman Beis. They asked the Rosh, Lama ein mevorchin al Sipur Haggadah? Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Normally speaking, we do a mitzvah, we recite a bracha prior to performing the mitzvah. Certainly, when it comes to mitzvahs that relate to Yom Tov, before Tkiyas Shofar and before Mikra Megillah, and whether they're Isa, they're Abonah, we always make a bracha before. So how come, let's say right after the Manishtana, we begin to say Avodim Hayinu. So before we say Avodim Hayinu, we should say a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu, Mitzvah Tzivano, Al Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Lisaper Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever version of the bracha, the Lir, or the Al version. Or maybe by, when you come to Arami Oved Ovi, the Mishnah says that that's the Iker of Doresh Parshas Arami Oved Ovi, the whole parsha, those four psukim from Parshas Kisavo, that's the after the Hisha Amdos. At that point, at some point, we should say a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Rosh was there. There are different answers to this question. Huh? Something. We don't. I mean, maybe there is. But before Magid, I think, that's what some people say. Yeah, right before Halach Ma'anya. But there's no bracha, that's for sure. So the question is, why not? It's a good question. Again, there are many different answers. I came across this the other day. I think it was in Yosef Engel. I saw it says that it's Baruch HaMokom is the Bimkom, the bracha of on the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say that the Kiddush makes reference to Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say Asher Galono at the end of Magid. Different answer. The Rosh gives a somewhat surprising answer. The Rosh says, Harbe Dvorin, Tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laso Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ve'ein Anu Varkan Aleihem. There are many things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do that conjure up a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're not commanded to, we don't make a bracha. Kigon HaFroshes Bechoros V'chol HaMoadim. Every Yantif, we always say in the Kiddush, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every Kiddush, whether it's Pesach, or it's Sukkot, or Shavuos, or Rosh Hashanah, we always say Zecher. Shabbos also say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. She'ein tzarech lahazkir b'afroshes b'chor eshanu osin also Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you set aside the mitzvah of b'chor, that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the laning on Chalamoid. Kadosh Yikol b'chor, from the end of Parshas Bo, it connects to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's obviously no responsibility that when you set aside b'chor, to say I'm doing this for the remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just do it. Ela shetzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos hamaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do the action. V'toch kach anuzokim Yetzias Mitzrayim. And based upon the maisa, then we'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The loud dafka go to the pal, and you shall afar shalom. If you don't have to say it out loud verbally, if somebody asks, then you talk about it. That's the Rosh. So what's he saying? Sounds like he's saying that the Iker, in terms of the mitzvahs on Leil Seder, is to do the actual mitzvahs, to eat the Korban Pesach in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, to eat the matzah, to eat the mor, to do these actions, and by doing these actions, then you'll come to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'll think about it, you'll discuss it, someone will ask, you'll answer. But it sounds like the Rosh is saying, it's not an independent mitzvah. It's not that you have to tell over the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's an independent thing. That's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Mor. And as when you eat the Korban Pesach on the days of Beis HaMikdash, you have to talk about it. When you eat the matzah, you talk about it. Eat the Mor, you talk, you explain why, and so on. But that doesn't exist, so to speak, independently. So consequently, suggests the Rosh. There is no bracha. I think certainly the Rosh can do that that way. Huh? Right, it doesn't look like that, which is itself surprising, but that's correct. That's what he says. I mean, the term Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim We do find in the beginning of Parshas Bo, Leman Tesaper, Bozne Vincha, Ben Vincha, but we only find, you know, it was, he got it to Levincha is what it says, Hayakishalcha Vincha, and so on. So, that's what the Rosh, that's the whole tshuva, that's what the Rosh seems to say, if we're understanding it correctly, if we think it's a legitimate understanding, the idea of the Rosh is that the ikar on Pesach Ma'ariv is to do the particular mitzvahs, and then from there you'll come into a discussion of it from what you're doing. It's not such a wild shita as we might think, even though it strikes us a bit strange. Secrets is Mitzrayim to us is such a big thing, that's the whole Seder, and he's not arguing with that, but he's saying the ikar really is the mitzvahs. Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says in Parshas Re'eh, in Parak Tezayin Pasuk Gimel, if I'm mistaken, she said Yud Gimel, but it should say Tezayin Gimel, it's my great handwriting. But anyway, it says in Parshas Parak Tezayin of Re'eh, so leading to the last day of Yantif, it says, Leman Tizkor is Yom Tzeish Chameret Tzitzayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. You have to remember the Exodus of Egypt all the days of your life. So Rashi says on that Pasuk, Leman Tizkor, Al Yidei Achilas HaPesach VaMatzah. By eating the Pesach and the Matzah, that's Leman Tizkor. Then you'll remember, it's the same idea. By eating it, you'll not, Rashi, I'm not necessarily saying weighs in whether, you know, the Sipur Yitzchak exists independently, but certainly what Rashi is saying, that the performance of these mitzvahs enables you to remember Yitzchak. Again, the Pasuk says Leman Tizkor. Rashi says Al Yidei Achilas HaPesach VaMatzah. So Rashi is also saying that the performance of the mitzvah allows a person to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, so Rashi, and you know, perhaps agreeing with the Rosh.
And it could be that the position and the understanding of kosher law
matzah. Oh, okay. Oh, exactly. So now let's take a look. The famous Mishnah in Tzachim, which is part of the Seder, of course, is Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Ela BePesach Lo Yotzei DeChavos Ela Hein Pesach Matzah Mor. We all know this. It says anybody who didn't, Rabbi Gamliel says, anybody who did not say these three things at the Seder is lo yotzei dechavoso. And what are they? Pesach matzah mor. Then we want to explain. Pesach is for this reason, and matzah is for that reason, and mor is for the other reason. So you all know that part of the Seder. It's a Mishnah in Psachim. Okay, the Mishnah is in, you know, in Parak Arvei Psachim. So the Ritva, they have in the Haggadahs, Taras Chaim, and other Haggadahs also, they print the parish of the Ritva, wrote in the Haggadah. So the Ritva says he's bothered by Akasha, several people are bothered by. What does it mean? I mentioned last week. What does it mean, lo yotzei dechavoso? Whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, to say there's not yotzei the mitzvah. Not yotzei what mitzvah? Doesn't say. What do you mean? Not yotzei what mitzvah? So the Ritva says here as follows, lo yotzei dechavoso, klomar shelo kien mitzvoso karoi. That's how the Ran's Loshen is also. You didn't do the mitzvah properly. And the footnote, it says like this, ein hechreya v'usholim nakavona le mitzvahs achilas ha-pesach v'matzah morer, כמו שניר מדירה הרמב"ן שברא בו מיכוס רשב"ם או כרבן רשב"ן שפירש לא יוצא לחובס האגודה. You look at the different mepharshim on the page, there are different opinions in Rishonim as to what this Mishnah means. Lo yotzei lechavos, you're not yotzei your obligation, not yotzei what obligation. Some Rishonim say, and the report goes on to say, but I'll get back in a second, v'shem mitzmatzino shehikvid ha-kosev de'amira kidei shenizkor niflos ha-borei. Mitok shenizkor rufinu ma'lama himboim. Right, we're supposed to verbalize it. Now, the Ritva, as I first saw it without the footnote, I thought was leaning towards that interpretation that he's talking about through the mitzvahs. You're not yotzei the mitzvahs. In other words, again, it says you don't say Pesach Matzah Mor, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei what mitzvah? You're not yotzei the mitzvah, Pesach Matzah Mor. So imagine that. The guy ate the carbon Pesach. He ate his five kezesim of matzah, you know, with all the chumras, whatever the big giant kezesim are, you know, the behuda doubles all the shiur, you know. So you have all these big kezesim. Right, and the guy's stuffed full, and the rabbi tells him, guess what, you're not yotzei. When Gamliel comes along, did you talk about Pesach Matzah Mor? No, sorry, you gotta eat the matzah again. Okay, over there for cast iron stomach. But that's the some Rishonim learned this Mishnah. That the idea of Kol Shalom, Shol Shalom, Pesach, lo yotzei chavos of the matzah. So what do you see from there? I think that's like the Rosh. That the mitzah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a prat, an important prat, I'm not denigrating it, but an important an adjunct, so to speak, of the mitzvah of matzah, of the mitzvah of Karm Pesach on the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and the mitzvah of mor. Now, the way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah and mor, and the days of the Beis HaMikdash Pesach properly, is not just to eat, it's not just the chovas achila, but you have to talk about it, you have to explain what it is. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. And therefore, that would fit in well with the Rosh, who holds that there is no independent mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't exist by itself. It exists as the means of how to fulfill Pesach Matzah Mor.
Yeah,
the Rambam, I think, 100% is the opposite. Okay, the Rambam, huh?
Is there something going on about being force-fed?
Right. So that's why, yeah, Yosef, anyway. So that's why I think the Rishonim put in, when it says, Yosef Chavoso, Shalokim is a Karoi. You know, they're not going to go so far as to say you get zero credit, nothing. It can't be. It's against that Gemara and so on. But and even if weren't against that Gemara, you're going to tell a guy, "Mamas, you get zero credit." But it means you're not in the Yosef Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa. You know, the Mitzvah that's proper and best fashion. Okay. The Rambam, I think, is pretty clear the opposite. The Rambam writes in Mitzvah's Essay Kuf Nun Zayin in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes the Hamitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin 157 of the Mitzvahs Essay. He should tivano l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamishos b'nisim tchilas alala kivitzachos l'oshon l'saper. Independent Mitzvah. The Rambam counts Sefer Mitzrayim. He says that there's a Mitzvah to relate the story of b'yitzias Mitzrayim in the light of 15 of Mitzvah, each person in accordance with his, you know, oratory skills and the ability to talk and so on and so forth. The Chol Masha Yosef and Zareza Mitzubach and so on, he describes what the mitzvah is. So the Rambam, by counting it as an independent mitzvah, seems to be saying, not like the Rosh and the way we, some of the Ritzvah, certain other Rishonim, maybe Rashi, but rather that Sipur Yosef Mitzrayim exists as an independent entity. He says it just as clearly, if not more so, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Can't say clearer and more clear than this. Mitzvahs Asei Shal Torah, L'saper b'nisim l'flos in nasal avaserim mitzrayim b'lil chamishos v'nisim shenemar zochar shem azeh etc. It says openly, it's a mitzvah saseim in HaTorah, it's an independent mitzvah, he talks about matzah when he talks about matzah, here he's talking about Sipur Yosef Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah to tell over the nisim l'flos and also to, he quotes the psukim zochar shem azeh etc. etzas mitzrayim b'galat alavim chamayom ahu, and so on. Now, and even if you have no children, you have to do it yourself. And whoever is a marach, whoever is marach and talks about it more, is harayz and meshubach. So the Rambam, I think, is pretty clear that there is this requirement to tell over secret Yetzias Mitzrayim even independently of the matzah. Not that it doesn't relate to the matzah, but it exists on its own. That's what's pretty clear from the Rambam. So what I think we have here is, pretty clear, is a fundamental machlok as to the nature of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk Zohar as Yom HaZeh. It's not, I don't have it on the sheet and I forgot to bring the Mishnah, but if you want to take a look, the Tosfos Anshei Shein on the Mishnah in Brochas, Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, on the Mishnah Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, that Mishnah we quote in the Haggadah, discusses the Lashon of Zohar, because we have it by Parsha Zohar, we spoke about it, it says Lo Tishkach and says Zohar, so Zohar means verbalization. That's the Rambam quotes here also. It's a verbalization, not just mentally. And that's the idea. A person can think that Zohar just means, okay, keep it in your head. Like an example, you know your phone number, right? So until I just mentioned it, you weren't thinking your phone number. Now you're thinking of your phone number, right? There's active memory and passive memory. There's certain things that are in your memory banks in the back of your head, and someone doesn't bring it up, you're not thinking about it. If I tell you now, what's your mother's maiden name? So you'll remember it right away. Not that you forgot it until now, but just weren't thinking about it. Okay, and when somebody brings it up, you're thinking about it. That's how the mind works. So the Rambam is telling us here, Zohar Shem HaZeh, just like it says Zohar Shem HaShabbos HaKadsho, which as the Rambam draws that comparison. Why does Rambam draw that comparison? Because Zohar Shem HaShabbos HaKadsho is the mokah for Kiddush. You require a verbal declaration on every Friday night, right? That it's Kiddush, that it's Shabbos. So that's verbal, this is also verbal. Fine. Or some F points out that that's just like you need a kosher yayin there, we need a kosher yayin here. That's why the second cup of the four is on Magid. But anyway, it comes off the Rambam that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is in fact an independent, separate entity. With this, and the Rosh would seem to hold not that way, and certainly other Rishonim possibly not as well. The Rambam, of course, although we don't know, we don't have it, but the Rambam would probably say, we'll come to it later, I think it pretty clearly does say it, that when that Mishnah Rabban Gamliel says, Koshalom, Shoshalom, El Pesel, Yotzei Chavoso, he would say, Yotzei Chavoso of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's his problem. I don't do it the matzah. I think that this machlokas can run through a few other sugyas that relate to this topic. There's a Gemara Pesachim of Kuf Chesam Beis. It starts in the bottom of Kuf Chesam Beis. It goes on to Kuf Tesam and Aleph. It says as follows: Tana Barna Kol Chad Ba'Aver Kosa Lolo Echad Nosh Mechad Nosh Mechad Tinokos. Everyone has to drink four cups of wine, men, women, and children, little kids too. So ask Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. V'chimat Tovelas Yishli Tinokos Beyayin. What benefit is there to give the kids wine? Well, no, forget about benefits. It's going to be detrimental. Ella mechalkalim koyos ragozin. You're giving out sweets and nuts and, treats. Little kids do what the kids like. Kosher Pesach, those little half jelly things, different colors. Whatever it is. Something you find from the Barton sale and you can sell, you can give that to the kids. What's the purpose? Kedei shalo, says the Gemara, kedei shalo yishnu vishalo. They should stay awake. You give it out an Erev Pesach. They're excited about the Seder. Hopefully not too much of a sugar rush. And then they'll ask questions at the Seder. And it says the Rekiva himself, Amar Rav Rekiva, so Mechala Kosher goes into Tiflis, Rav Pesach, and there's Chalishim Mishalo. Where the Rekiva himself is to go around giving the kids candies that they stay up. Tanya, here's the point I want to get to. This is Kuf Tesnot Alfim Psachim. Rabbi Leza Omer Chotvin Matzos Belele Psachim Bishil Tinokos Shalo Yishno. Chotvin Matzos. What does that mean exactly? Chotvin Matzos is something that we do. We grab matzos, something, on Lele Psachim, Pesach night, Bishil Tinokos Shalo Yishno. So the children won't sleep. They'll be involved right at the beginning of the, from the beginning of the Seder. What exactly does it mean, Chotvin Matzos? If you look in Rashi, and the Rashbam, they said it's more or less the same thing. Two interpretations. Rashi says, Chotvin Matzah, Magbiyin Es HaKe'ora. You lift the Seder plate. You grab up the Seder plate. Not just the Matzah. The Matzah was part of the Seder plate. You know, the Matzah underneath, the Seder plate on top. Okay, it's good to have one of these things that it fits in. Otherwise, we'll have the problem I have every year. We put the Seder plate on top of the Matzah and it cracks. So you have to balance everything carefully, right? You pick up the whole thing, and the kid wonders, you know, it's printed in the Haggadah. You move it to the side of the table. So the kid asks, what's going on, right? It's puzzling. So the whole idea is to get the child to ask these questions, okay? And you do funny things. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Chotzim, Magbiyan HaSakara, Bishul Tinokos Yishalo. That's the first interpretation. Rashi and Rashbam say the same thing. The Eastern Mephari is something different. Chotzim Matzah, you hasten your arrival at the Matzah. Meaning, Ochlen Maher, you get to eat quickly, you get over to the matzah quickly. That's the better one. What's this idea here? That the kids should be awake when you eat the matzah. So two interpretations. Okay? 2 days in Rashi, 2 days in Rashbam. What does the Gemara mean by Chotvin Matzah? Says the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Gimel. V'tzorech la'asos shinui b'layla hazeh. You have to do unusual things, different things on this night. So that the children will see and ask questions. And so on. So ask Manishtana. Ad she, that means at the beginning of the Seder. Ad she yashiv lahem v'yomalem kach v'kach ira v'kach v'kach hoya. So that the parents, the father can answer, this is what happened, this is what took place, etc. The Ketzad Mishana, what do you do that's different? The Rambam gives examples. Mechalek lem klozer goes in, you give them out sweets and treats and candies and whatever else. The okrim hashulcham of name, move the table away, kodem shiyochlu. The chotvin matzah zem yadzeh. People grab from each other matzahs. It's probably the mucker for our practice, the kids steal yafikomen, right? I mean, you know, after the yachatz, the father puts the yafikomen in the side there and he pretends not to be looking and the kid grabs it and runs away and hides it and then he tries to bargain. And as I said, you know, they don't want to ruin it for the kids, but strictly speaking, if he holds you up for too high a ransom, you can take a different piece of matzah and eat it for yafikomen. And Yaakov, remember, I think it was last year on Bdikas Chametz night, Erev Pesach, we looked searching for the chametz, and lo and behold, in the bottom drawer, I found afikomen bag, the last year's afikomen, that one of the kids must have hidden and fell asleep or forgot about it. But there it was, fresh as ever, you know, same piece of matzah, a half a piece of matzah intact in the little afikomen bag. Right, there's an old minute like that. The Yekas do like that, yeah. Sit and hang it up also, yeah. The Yekas also.
Burn it
with next year's summer, yeah. So, in any event, this was, I don't have that minute, but Lamai said that you had that minute. So, in any event, but that's Chotvin Matzah. What's the idea of that whole trick? That whole trick, again, it's the Imam saying, these are among the things you do that are different, so that people ask, and in Manishtana. That's the Rambam. So that's like the first day in Rashi and the Rashbam, right? That the idea is to get the kids involved at the beginning, talking, doing things differently, asking questions. The Ravid, which is in print here, but the Ravid, I'm going to pause on the sheet, but the Ravid says, Chotvin Matzah Amar Avram, Pirush Acher, Mimaharin Lecho Kedei Shalo Yishnu. Get to the meal quickly so the kids won't fall asleep before you get to the matzah. Right? You know, move through Magid at a decent pace. And we know that's always hard. If you have little children, they come home with lots of pamphlets and booklets and papers, you know, and you know, all about the Halachmani and Manashtana and the rest. But anyway, there are a lot of Divrei Torah on the Arabanim maybe, but not so much on Arami Oerovi, which is the essential part of the Magen. But in any event, the Ravid says, like the second day in Rashi and Rashban, you should try and go through it as quickly as you can. Why? Because you want the kids up for the matzah. So I'd like to suggest that Machlokas, the Ram and the Ravid, those 2 days in Rashi, is exactly our question. Is there an independent Indian of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim? Well, according to the Rambam Lashita, so the answer is yes. Because the Rambam says, get the kids active at the beginning, right? Yeah, I'm asking questions. Move the table around, move this around, steal boxes, give them candies at the beginning, because you want them asking questions. The Ravid holds like the second day in Rashi and Rashbam. No, there's no independent care of CPA season time. You got to make sure the kids up by the master, then ask all the questions you want. But the whole idea of CPA season time is in the context of Achilas Matzah. So I'm suggesting that maybe these 2 days in Rashi, this Machlokas, the Ravid and Ravid out of Paskin, is maybe the or maybe these 2 days the Mishon, the Rambam, and the rest. The Rambam works out with Shitoso. Because the Rambam holds, as we said before, that Sefer Yisrael Shrine is independent mitzvah. He says that both in the Sefer Mitzvah and in the Yalach HaZoka, it counts as a separate mitzvah. Therefore, for the Rambam, it makes good sense to say you should do things at the beginning differently, move the Seder plate around, move the table, take things on, put things off, grab mice and matzahs back and forth, so that the kids are involved in the beginning. They're asking questions. Sefer Yisrael Shrine, you tell over. Sefer Yisrael Shrine. That's Marvin, the other mitzvah. So this being the case, the Rambam was Shitoso, whereas the Ravid, and perhaps the second day in Rashi and Rashbam, hold like the Rosh, that no, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate entity. Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the Matzah. Therefore, you don't want the kids to ask all these questions in the beginning and talk all about the Olach Ma'anya and the Manastan, and then by the time they get to the Matzah, they're fast asleep. Then you're missing something in Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be in the context of Matzah. So that's maybe one machlokas that relates to this issue. Well, in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, it would have been both, but all three. Pesach, Matzah, Mor. I mean, I think all three together. So that's the machlokas that may, as I say, depend on this issue. It's interesting. There is a Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tez Zayinim and Beis. The Gemara said just illustrates this connection according to Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't pass like this Gemara. But listen to this question. Amar v'achar v'yakob, suma potem alom ha'agodah. A blind person is potter from saying ha'agodah. Why? There's a special drush that says Bavur Zeh, and by Ben Soramor, it also says B'neinu Zeh, you have to go see, fine, Xer Shavah. Good. V'ham ha'mareima, is that true? Ain't v'ham ha'mareima, shaltinu l'rabon and debay, Rav Yosef. Shaltina Ravon and the Beir of Yosef, they asked the question by Rav Yosef, the Talmid of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a Saginar, Rav Yosef was blind. They asked his Talmid, Manda Omar Haggadah to a Beir of Yosef, who said over the Haggadah, who led the Seder in the Beis Medrash in the home of Rav Yosef? Omar Rav Yosef. Yosef did it himself. Haggadah that he was blind. Manda Omar Haggadah to a Beir of Sheshes, Rav Sheshes was also blind. Who said the Haggadah by Rav Sheshes? Omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes did it. Now you have to understand, saying the Haggadah means that there's mostly other people, right? A lot of people do it like that. One person says it out loud. So if Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were assumed, were both sumos, which they were, and they were later in life, they became sumos, but at that point they were, and yet they still said the Haggadah, so it sounds like they are chayav. Otherwise, how can they mostly other people? So Gemara, and I don't go into the whole sugya, the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Kasav Rabbanon, those Rabbanon held, matzah bismalazed, Rabbanon. Matzah is only Rabbanon anyway. So I ask you, how does that answer the question? We're asking about Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Haggadah, and you answer me about Matzah. Who cares that Matzah is only Drabbanan? What's that got to do? What do you mean Matzah is only Drabbanan? That's nice. But we ask you, why could they say the Haggadah? The answer is because Matzah is Drabbanan. What's going on? The Torah says, no, if you hold like that sheet in the Ravid, and then maybe the Rosh, the Rosh, it makes good sense. If Matzah is, if Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is so linked to Matzah, in other words, that if Matzah is only Drabbanan, you could argue that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is also only Drabbanan. If it's only Drabbanan, so Suma can be Chayav Drabbanan, you know, you can accept the Drabbanan, you can vote to other people. It's Drabbanan for everybody. So you see from that, we don't pass like that Gemara, that's why it's not a kash against the other Shitas, but still, you see this concept from this Gemara of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim being tied in with Matzah, otherwise the flow of the Gemara doesn't make sense. No, so it seems only from Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it's saying.
If you hold the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not a separate mitzvah unto itself. You don't have to be told about Matzah, because the Suma would still be chayav on.
Okay, that's true. But still, all I'm saying is the Gemara links. The Gemara, you know, okay, that's all. Okay, now. There is another sugya that may connect to this as well. The Minchas Chinuch clears an interesting question. How far do we take this relationship now between matzah and Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? Let's say a guy has no matzah. The guy's got no matzah. The guy's in jail. He's in the hospital. Or some of us will remember, not the younger residents of Harshia, but we'll remember in the Soviet Union, every year. Remember, they used to have these campaigns to bring matzahs into Russia, right? The Jews of Russia used to be that, from 1917 to 1980s when the Berlin Wall fell and communism fell apart, that they used to give Jews a hard time. They wouldn't let them have bakeries and matzahs and so on and so forth. They used to have all these camps. Rabbis and other activists used to go with boxes of matzah, try and smuggle them in. Remember, used to raise money to bring matzahs in. So, Taka, what would be? So the Minchas Chinuch raises this question in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, that's the Mitzvah, of course, of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's wondering how literally do we take this idea. Oh, it's based in the new version. It says, he holds, no, lo matzinu zeh, the mitzvah zu te tzuria b'matzah mor. We don't go so far as to say that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim depends on your having matzah mor. What about the fact that it says, we actually quote this in the Haggadah also, bavur zeh lo amarti ala mishah sheish matzah mor munachal afanecha, right, that matzah mor are in front of you. So the Mitzvah says, ach da Torah kava zman leil tesrov de mitzvah al matzah. He says, no, it doesn't mean literally that you have to have matzah mor in front of you. Even if you don't, there's still a chiyuv of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's the Minchas Chinuch clear whether that's true or not. That's in Suffolk. Okay, and again, the answer to that question may, as I said, depend on our question. Right? If you hold that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is a function of matzah, in a certain sense, so then if you have no matzah, I'm not saying you shouldn't say the Haggadah. Maybe it's a key in Talmud Torah. It's good in another way. But you certainly would not be getting an independent mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, because there is no independent mitzvah. I'm not saying not to do it. It's something, but it's not certainly not a mitzvah of Shleimusa if you don't have the matzah. Masenekin, if you hold like the Rambam, the Rambam would say, no, you don't have matzah, good, so you can't eat matzah, but that doesn't impact your ability to be able to say the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's interesting. I found that in the Mechilta, which I brought, on that pasuk, it happens to say, the Mechilta is there in, the Mechilta happens to say in Parshas Bo, whatever it is, so say Parshas Bo, Parshas Yud Zayin, yeah. Okay, Parshas Yud Zayin in Parshas Bo, let's find it quickly here, I'm sorry. It's on, no, hold on. I did mark it off, give me 1 second. I don't know, it didn't come out, so. What Parsha did I say it was? Hold on. Mechilta, Parsha Yud Zayin, I'm sorry, I was in the wrong place. We got it to Mincha. So it says, there, Talmud Lomu Babur Zeh B'Shah Sheish Matzo Mor Munoch Lefonecha Al Sulchanecha. That's the verse, Al Sulchanecha. It sounds to this Mechilta like a takas to be on the table, not tafka on the table. Not everybody agrees with that. I mean, the Rishonim discuss it. That's what it was. So the Trumas Hadeshin, really, that's on the Shigeh. The Trumas Hadeshin was asked this question. Trumas Hadeshin deals with this in Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Trumas Hadeshin says, he's talking about the Zman. He also says that it's a din in the Zman. Right? He says, B'shah Sheroi Lechol Matzomor. Doesn't mean literally it has to be Al Shulchanecha. It means at the time when it's proper to eat matzah mor, right? And the fact that you may personally not be able to is a different question. But Rabbeinu David in Psachim, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu David is on Psachim Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. He says it differently. He says perhaps it means literally that you have to have it on the table. So again, it's possibly a machlokas Rishonim and the question of how to learn the Mechilta. But again, it may, this machlokas also may relate to our question of whether Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim exists as an independent entity or it's somehow more connected to the matzah. As an example of this machlokas, we do find a similar machlokas, and it works out very nicely. That's why I brought it in. If it didn't, I wouldn't be able to bring it in. L'shitasam of both opinions. We all know that there's a mitzvah on Pesach of Heseva. We have to recline, right? We have to eat the matzah and drink the abakosos and eat the suda preferably by reclining. I always found that, since when I was growing up, when I was living as a single fellow in my parents' home, I never liked the mitzvah of Seba. It was always, until you balance the pillow and you're falling and the pillow falls down. And, then when I started traveling my own Seder and I had a seat with armrests, that's great. I always wondered, my father sitting back and eating, it's great, I'm struggling to sit straight, but the armrest makes all the difference. Sorry, Ark, but, I'm keeping the care of the armrest. So, what's that?
The oldest is to say.
Yeah.
This is the hardest part of the Seder.
What a Seder?
To and make sure that you don't spill on your
kippah. Right, right, exactly. The kippah by the end is much dirtier than after Rosh Hashanah, that's for sure. Yeah, so, but Lamaisa, so that's, you know, that's the mitzvah has saved us. So the question is, what happens if a person ate the matzah and he didn't do a seva? Right? I mean, a seva is a requirement, so we have to recline. What if the guy didn't do it? So the Rosh in Sochen, Perek Yud, Simen Chav, the Rosh writes as follows. He says, V'im ochal b'lo ha-seva, yachzor v'yochal ha-seva. You ate the matzah without a seva, guess what? You have to eat the matzah over again, this time with a seva. Okay, imagine that, but that's the Rosh Paskin. Okay, why? Evidently the Rosh holds that Haseba is the way you do matzah. If you did matzah without Haseba, then you did not properly fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And you want to do the mitzvah over again, you got to do it over again. I mean, it wouldn't make an umbrach, I think, but he's telling you that Achilas Matzah has got to be done by Haseba. It's honestly, Likuva in the sense of Haseba is the Rabbanon. But still, you have not properly fulfilled. You want to get full credit for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, then you better do it again, this time with Haseba. That's the Rosh. The Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, appears to say not like that. The Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in Perek Zion, writes Halacha Vav the following. The famous Rambam, famous Mishnah, it's in the Seder, in Haggadah 2. B'chol dor v'dor chayev Adam, his lashon is laharos es atzmo, to present yourself, kilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atzmo yishuv mitzrayim. You have to be yourself and present yourself as you personally can in mitzrayim. Quotes a pasuk. Nice. Says the Rambam in Halacha Zion, lefichach, therefore, because you're supposed to demonstrate like you came out of Mitzrayim and you're now a Ben Chorin, therefore, whenever you eat and drink this night, you have to sit and recline when you eat and drink. Sounds in the Rambam that it's not a detail in the mitzvah of matzah. This is one of the things we do at the Seder to demonstrate cheres. So what would the Rambam say if a person went ahead and ate the matzah without haseva? It looks like the Rambam would say, well, okay, you blew the mitzvah of haseva. Would you have to eat matzah over again? Presumably not. The matzah you also ready. You didn't do a seva, okay, so you muffed the mitzvah of seva. But it doesn't disqualify the matzah. Seva is one of the things that we do as a means of showing kilu yotzah mitzrayim. Okay, so you lost that mitzvah, you didn't do a seva. But you don't lose the mitzvah of matzah. The guy ate the kazayas of matzah. Okay, the rabbi would say the matzah, this was done, and you just missed her seva. So not like the Rosh. So again, you have a machok, it's the same to Rishonim. The Rambam says that her seva exists in effect independently. It's not independent. I don't want to overstate the case. Obviously, the matzah you do a seva when you eat matzah. But in terms of its essence, haseva is separate from matzah. If you miss the haseva, okay, so you miss the haseva. It's not a good thing, but it doesn't parcel up your achilas matzah. Hashemikin, the Rosh says mefurish yimochav lo haseva yachzer viyochav b'haseva. So I think it's the same achokas and it's the same Rambam and Rosh. In both cases, the Rosh is saying that matzah has to be eaten a certain way. It has to be eaten with, to get full credit, has to be eaten with a seva. It has to be eaten with an explanation of what we're doing. Not that the seva and the explanation are independent entities. They are interdependent. They exist within the matzah. They're part of the mitzvah of matzah. Such that if you miss either of those things, you miss the keem of matzah to shleimusa.
Could you read
it
that it's a din in haseva, not a din in matzah?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
I think you can.
According to the Rosh.
The Rosh says, below yachzor yochol
be'haseba. Right.
I mean, just to get haseba,
yeah.
You're going to make a guy eat more matzah? I guess.
Because haseba on its own.
Yeah, but he's talking about, well, cool with matzah boy haseba, because I reach him, because I shall be coming. Okay, it's part. Yeah,
that's
the way Dr. Shanim
explained.
What, that's a din in if you didn't, and then,
to the Rambam,
yeah.
What if you want to be a good guy and you go and you eat another meal?
Yeah, but we wouldn't do anything. Yeah. We wouldn't accomplish anything.
You
right.
Already missed it.
You missed it, right. You blew the chance.
No,
there's still a key.
Required the coercion of matzah to go in.
I see. Okay, so it could be. But I think it's also fair to interpret the way I'm suggesting, and therefore it's the Ram and the Rosh. Well, she tells them that in both cases they're saying that like she proceeds in time. The Ram says exists as an independent entity. Of course it's with the matzah. Again, I don't want to overstate it. We're not saying that there's no connection between Sipris and Simon Matzah. Obviously there is, but not that it's interdependent. So perhaps the same achokas, and again with the same speakers, the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Rosh. Now, the Rambam says on that Mishnah that the Ritva and other Rishonim said, lo yotzei chavosa of matzah, the Rambam writes in Halacha Hay of Perek Zayin, call me shall omar shosram elo belev chamishos al yosef mosa elaim pesach matzah more, pesach for this, matzah for that. Udvarim ha'elu kulon hein ha'mikron ha'gadah. That's the Haggadah. These things are the Haggadah to explain all about it. But it doesn't look like the Rambam is saying Loyase Chavasa of the Mitzvah, Loyase Chavasa of the Haggadah. Because that's the thing the Rambam is saying. In other words, because he holds it can still be Yotzei the Matzah, but you will be forfeiting the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, this idea that sometimes you can, it says Loyase the Chavasa, it doesn't mean literally you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. In the Mitzvah Shemus, there arises that. There's a Ramban in the beginning of Brachos, Tav Beizim Beizim adopting the Rif by certain things, by Kriya Shema, the Rabban there also says, Shaninu Kayotzev is that similar by Pesach, Matzah, and more. Okay. But there is, I think, another detail within this Machlokas that also has a perhaps an Afkminu Halacha. Listen to the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch when he introduces the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Mitzvah Chof Aleph. Very interesting. Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'saper b'inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamishosa b'nisan. The mitzvah is to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim in 15 Nisan. Kol echad kifitzachas Hashanah. That's the Rambam like that also. U'lehalel u'leshabeach Hashem yizbarach al kol ha'nisan she'osalon Hashan. Shenemar, etc. Says the Sefer Chinuch, what is part and parcel of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not just telling over the story, but l'halel u'leshabeach. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch is saying, and really the Rambam says it also, okay, that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, that's another answer to the famous kasha that Reb Chaim Brisker asks and other people ask. You know, there's a mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say in Kriya Shema, every night we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks, Manish Dana Laila Zeh, so what's the big fuss on Pesach night? We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. So how is Pesach night any different, right? What's different? So Reb Chaim has three distinctions. Reb Chaim says that it has to be in a question and answer format on Pesach night. He says on Pesach night you have to tell the whole story, Masel Begnusim Mitzrayim B'Sheva, and on Pesach night you have to relate the mitzvahs, you have to explain about the mitzvahs. Another difference one could propose is that on Pesach night you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch, let's say Hallel. Every night we have to mention Tzias Mitzrayim, but there's no particular chiyuv to say Hallel and Shevach to Hashem. It's nice to do it, but the main thing is on Yes One Okechem Hashem Tzias Mitzrayim. It's a song, period. That's what you have to do on a regular night. Pesach night you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch. So Memela, this being the case, the Hallel, to a certain extent anyhow, is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk in the Lashon of the Chinuch, that part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, Tosis in Maseches Megillah raises the following question. We know that you're supposed to have the Karban Pesach by Chatzos, right? Midnight. Midnight this year is 12:55, right? We changed the clock, so it's later. You have to have the Karban Pesach by Chatzos. And we assume that the Matzah is Huksa Matzah, Huksa Pesach, is a connection between the Matzah and the Pesach, especially Afi Komen, according to many Rishonim, the whole purpose of Afi Komen is as a Zecher the Karban Pesach, right? So says the Tosis in Megillah, Chafal and Al Dira Matzah, Lasuy Achilas Sachem, says Tosis at the end, Vim Kain, Tzorech Lemaher Lecho Matzah Belele Tzachem Kodem Chatzos, Vafilu Matzah Shalafi Komen. It's proper to make sure that you hurry up to make sure you eat the matzah before midnight, even the afikomen. It means you got to be done with the meal and everything, afikomen before chatzos. That's what Tosus says. Sharechiv matzah is manas ever deraisa. Avo v'hawel shal achar afikomen ein lahachmir kol kach shari darbananu. The hawel after, no, you don't have to hustle to get that done before chatzos. As long as you've got the afikomen and the chachilas matzah done before chatzos, then you're in good shape. Hallel, not such a big fuss. So says Tosus in Megillah, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Ran in Psachim disagrees. The Ran in Psachim, Chaf Zayim, and Beis in the pages of the Rif. At the end, he says, we should not be makel by Hallel either. You try and get the Hallel, that's another more passing the Shulchan Aruch. You try and get the Hallel in as well before Chatzos. That's a neater trick. But, it can be done. You have to get the Hallel in before Chatzos as well. Okay, why? We can perhaps suggest the following explanation based on what we've said. Hallel, we just posited, is a chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, now, if we hold that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is so connected to the matzah, so the mela, if the matzah's got it done by chatzos, then Sahalel, which is sort of part of the matzah experience, if you will, should also be done by Chatzos. Vashenu Kain, if we hold that Sipur Sin Sain exists without the matzah, so to speak, then we don't understand to follow the same time rules as we have to with matzah. True, it says the Shosh and Matzah Menor Menachem Fanecha, but that's what he said. I think I mentioned last week that, first of all, some people take a makbir to leave a piece of matzah on the table during challah as well. Rav Soloveitchik once explained that that may be the reason why we have the practice that we don't eat anything after the afikomen. So you should have the flavor of the matzah in your mouth. Why is that a big deal? Say, so what's the fuss of having flavor of matzah? Why is that so important? So he said it's because of the hallel. Because even if you don't have the matzah in front of you, we still have the ta'am of achilas matzah. So it relates to that. Which would mean, by the way, nafkamina would be that after the seder is over, then there's no kpeda. You can eat whatever you like. You can have your after seder mince after the seder. Right? According to that, others disagree. Others say, no, you shouldn't eat anything the rest of the night. Fine. But be that as it may, it could be that this machlokas, again, about halal, at least to some extent, relates to our question. Again, because if there's an equation between halal and sipur tzitzis shayim, which was the chinuch says the whole halal, the concept of halal is part and parcel of sipur tzitzis shayim, that if sipur tzitzis shayim follows the dinim of matzah, then it's got to be done before chatzos too. If not, it can be done after chatzos. So these are different machlokas that all are based on the same two different views as what Sipur HaTzitzis Chaim is. Just to conclude, an interesting question. Don't we have, what are we talking about, the Sipur HaTzitzis Chaim being, you know, connected to the matzah, it's got to be chatzos. What do you do with the story? In the beginning of the Haggadah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Yeshua, and Gamliel, whoever else was there, by Rabbi Akiva, and Bnei Brak, it says they're up all night, Hayum Esafim, Metzias Mitzrayim, Kol Osar Alayla, well past chatzos, until the Talmidim came and told us about the Krishna. What were they doing? What were they Mekayim? And Rishonim raised this question. What were they fulfilling? They weren't doing anything. If you hold the Sipur HaTzitzis Chaim expires at at Mechatos, so what were they busy doing all night long? Nope. So different terutzim, maybe a machlokas tamayim, and since they were Rabbi Kiva disagreed, he held the Mekom Pesach all night long, and Bnei Brak, they were by Rabbi Kiva. What were they all doing in Bnei Brak? That's another question with some of the Mefarshim I got to ask. What were they all doing at that point in Bnei Brak? I saw in Haggadah of Reuben Margolis, he says it was one of these times, these were the same Tanoim, often had to go to Rome to petition the Jewish people's case, to plead the Jewish people's case before the government of Rome. They came back Erev Pesach, and then no time to get home. Bnei Brak is right near the, right near the port. Right near Tel Aviv, Yafo, right near there. Bnei Brak, that's where Rabbi Akiva lived the closest. That's where I went to his house. It's not like Tana Kasha, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of the Lezer. Had the Talmud came to the Rebbe's house, usually if I care, but the Rebbe goes to the Talmud's house. That's one answer. Then there's the beautiful answer I said over in the past, the Aruch HaShulchan. In his Haggadah, gives a very beautiful answer. Rekiva was, we know from the end of Makkos, was a great optimist. Right? He always saw the bright side of things. He always, he was smiling when he saw the Makom Mikdash was overturned because he understood that the other Nebuah that it's going to be rebuilt as it comes through too. Micham Tanu, Akiva, Micham Tanu, and so on. Rekiva was always, he's a Talmud of Nachum Ish Gamzu. So Gamzu Tova, he always had a positive outlook on things. This was the generation of Chashulchan writes of the Hadrianic persecutions, right? Jews were massacred and slaughtered. Asar Hogem Malchus, some of these became the Asar Hogem Malchus. But even before that, Jews were slaughtered. And Beitar, hundreds of thousands of people were killed. So they wonder, how do you have Pesach? We're going to go make a whole Seder of, we're free. It's not one of the worst times in Jewish history. How do you possibly have a Seder? So Aruch HaShulchan says, we're going to go to Rabbi Akiva. He'll show us how to do it. Rabbi Akiva was a great, always had a positive outlook. So that's a different explanation. But anyway, back to our kasha, what were they doing all night long? What Sipur HaTzitzis Chaim? It's after Chatzos. If you hold, like we're saying, that it's not necessarily connected to the matzah, so we can give a parent to know there's an additional kiyum after the Chatzos. Doesn't matter. You can keep doing it. Just like Hallel. However, you look in our version of the Tosefta. Well, this will finish. You look in our version of the Tosefta. The Tosefta is in Pesachim Perek Yud. The Tosefta says they were staying up all night discussing Hilchas Pesach. They're learning Halacha. The Vilna Gaon is Magia, the Gra, says it should say L'Sapir Yitzis Mitzrayim, because he makes it, match our Haggadah, right? He matches the more famous version. But they're two different texts. The Vilna Gaon does that. He likes things to match up. But the Vilna Gaon makes it, should correct the text. But Levi said the text we have in front of the text we have in front of us. So maybe that's the Machlokas, the two texts. The text that says they're busy with Hilchos Pesach is because there's no kiyum of Sipur HaTzitzis Chaim anymore. They're learning halacha. Good, halacha you learn anytime. It's Talmud Torah. Hashem came the other version, maybe it's because Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim exists independently of Matzah. Anyway, the most like, these are just some insights into the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Mitzvah, we're blessed, we have Matzah, not a problem, we're not in the predicament, in the Cheskenich, you know, the Soviet Jews had, they didn't have Matzah, it's from the Deshan and so on, we said, what does it mean? We have Matzahs also, so we should have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Shem Musa, to tell over Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim and have the Matzah together. But it's time, an interesting question, whether these mitzvahs are, you know, are independent mitzvahs or they're very much interdependent. Anyway, just to announce those who are in the neighborhood and interested, Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos morning, this coming Shabbos, Parshas Metzorah, have the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, and my shul, we daven at 8:30, at 11 o'clock, everyone's invited to Kiddush, my wife and I are sponsoring a Kiddush in the shul, and the Drasha will take place, Be'ez Hashem, at 11:30 or so, and the topic of the Drasha is the question of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach, Noge in general, but especially Noge this year, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, so everyone's invited. If not, which those who can't make it, we'll see what